bomb them till they're not there anymore.
Munitions factories are working overtime.
The United Nations gave the Allies the go-ahead to wage war. It is now powerless to stop it.
We have the entire United Nations behind us.
Officials give ear that public support for the war may not be
destroying everything within a 500-yard radius.
We are not in the recoil of the fair
measure.
I think we need to get away from the final
count. Iranian radio reported shockwaves from across the Iraqi border caused by Allied bombing the Army's rockets. There was no fear of retaliation.
There's a lot of stuff going in there and it looks pretty messy on the ground.
You can see the missile piercing the roof and exploding against the back wall.
But there is at least 40-50 attacks in civil area. With heavy bombs also, and with small bombs they drop in thousands.
As soon as the planes land, 4,000-pound bombs are loaded by the ground crew.
I do not want to be an Iraqi troop up there. I think my biggest danger up there today was running into another American aircraft.
We've been planning warfare on a huge scale.
More than 5,500 risk bombs.
Stress. This is very early days. Anyone would be worried if things going this
too much.
A convoy of lorries carrying flowers attacked by what looked like clusters.
Living down Vietnam with a vengeance.
The AWACS went first at the airborne control center. Then came the strike force behind the mother at the airborne tank.
1,300 Sorkis yesterday.
Air crews that only in daylight to be sure about what these bombs.
They're not trying to fight us right now. No, they're trying to hide from
us. Loading up with cluster bombs that explode above the ground, killing Iraqi troops in trench systems.
Air attacks aid the tankers on the highway. Far above, these vehicles may look the way a friendless force carrier is stuck
in this manufacturing video shows that a pilot will choose individual targets.
There's going to be massive air attacks on them in the weeks ahead. It is going to be unrelenting.
Apache gunships designed to destroy tank columns were hunting down individuals.
With regard to Saddam Hussein saying that he has met the best that the coalition has to offer, I would only say the best is yet to come.
Increasing pressure really, for a full United Nations well Security Council debate on the Gulf War, imposed by America.
What we've seen so far is pretty phenomenal. Can we really go up a notch?
Oh, yes, indeed.
Our strategy to go after this army is very, very simple. First, we're going to cut it off, and then we're going to kill it.
We have the power. We have the freedom. We have the intellect. We have the affluence. We can manifest our own destiny.
The period of even more intense devastation, which the Allies now plan.
A death-side view of the world's biggest gun.
Each shell weighs more than a ton.
The Allied bombing of Iraq remains relentless.
The United States has accused Iraq of war crimes.
To disbelieve the Pentagon version.
20,000 prisoners have so far been taken.
The Allies argue Iraq needs to do more than simply comply with UN resolutions.
Even though Saddam Hussein has ordered his troops to withdraw from Kuwait, the president called that an outrage. Saddam was not withdrawing, he was retreating.
American airborne divisions and troops cut off the Republican Guard from any possibility.
They're not a part of the same human race that the rest of us are.
If they do withdraw and enter Iraq, they won't be attacked. We've made that perfectly clear.
Iraq offers to abandon claims on Kuwait. America says that's not good enough.
Continue to battle for the war with undiminished intensity.
The men in the path of the Allied armor were hopelessly ill-equipped.
Soldiers are surrendering not just to Allied forces. He is a cameraman.
Their reward now, American chocolate bars.
Quite frankly, the United Nations doesn't matter anymore. Somebody said to me a couple of hours ago, perhaps they should sell the building for the time being to the Japanese and they can turn it into a pizza parlor.
We know that our cause is moral. We know that our cause is right. Peace can only be established now by getting Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait.
They need to put some hate in their heart and go out and stop those son of a bitches from getting out of Kuwait.
We're not only going to shoot and bomb people in the name of justice, but help.
Iraqi forces are reported to be in
concentrated on the main routes being used by Iraqi troops to withdraw.
Withdraw, retreat, withdraw, retreat.
Let's settle for running away.
The bombing Iraqi troops have already suffered is minor compared to what they've got coming.
We're going to concentrate and get right.
Knock, knock. Coming at ya.
Surrender or face starvation and certain death.
Okay, start the tape, please.
It's been a great victory. We needn't be shy about it. And if I've got one message for the people at home today, it's this. Get out there and ring your church bells.